Hold it, fellas. Now, don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, coming up on this show, we got interview snippets and tunes from Dick Dale and J.D. McPherson, and more great rockers from Adam Lopez, Sonny Burgess, Jake Calypso, and Archie Lee Hooker, Nick Curran, the Burnett Brothers, the Everly Brothers, A Man Called Stu, and so much more. Let's kick it off with a tune from their latest project titled Roll. It's Lance Lipinski and the Lovers, and I saw the whole thing right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
I went to see my buddy just the other day. He said, "You ain't gonna lie, what I've got to say." He said, "I saw your girl running around. Mistaking. Well, hell, I saw the whole thing.
I saw the whole thing.
I hired a detective in a private eye. I wanted to see if it was all a lie. Sure enough, as they discovered, she was a rocking in a I saw
the whole thing.
They turned the lights down low and played the music real loud. The joint went wild and I watched it from the crowd. Then the DJ spun a faster tune. I saw
the whole thing.
Well, I know it wasn't just a fling.
I saw the whole thing.
Baby, take back your ring.
I saw the whole thing.
I used to be your king.
I saw the whole thing.
Man, go. I got a gal that I love so. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll on the flat top, catching another dungaree doll. I'm headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. Joints are really jumping, the cats are going wild. Music really sends me ideas, crazy styles. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Oh! Oh, well, I'm going to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's a rock and roll baby, she's the apple of my eye. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, 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 ready. I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Wow! I'm gonna pull off
my shoes, roll up my faded jeans. Come rock and roll, baby, coming on the scene. Shuffle to the left, I shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll to the early, early night. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll.
That's Buddy Holly with his cover of Ready Teddy. That's from his 1958 self-titled release on Coral Records. Now, hey, in case you missed our interview series last May with guitar legend Dick Dale, we wanted to give you a quick interview snippet. Now, all of these shows are still available on our website, rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. And Dick talked about the origins of one of the greatest rock instrumentals of all time, Miserlou. Here's Dick Dale.
And when this kid, when I first came to California, I played it when I was opened at the Rendezvous. This young kid, about probably 7 years old, said, "Wow, you play and sing really neat, you know." And I said, he says, "Can you play something on one string?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll do that. Come back tomorrow night, you know, and Saturday, Friday and Saturday." And so I went home and I laid in the bed and I had tears in my eyes saying, "Uh-oh, they're going to find out that I'm a fake. I don't know how to play the guitar, really." I started saying, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And then I started saying, "Well, let me try Miserlou." So I tried Miserlou, and I said, "Well, that's just too slow, you know, the way it's supposed to be played." And I said, "They're not going to like that." And then I was thinking of Gene Krupa's drumming style. So I just went, like that. And I played it like that. And that's how it was born. And that's the whole story about that.
Hi, everybody. This is Dick Dale, and you're listening to my man Jammin' James Riley on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Since my baby left me, I'm so sad and blue. It's all over now, what can I do? I'm a lonesome cowboy, sad and blue. All my friends are calling me a fool, because I need my baby and my heart is true. I'm a lonesome cowboy, sad and blue.
Starts a jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place. Well, they've got a swinging band down at Sam's place. You can hear them picking 20 blocks away. They're playing country music down at Sam's place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She's always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's place, and I'll meet you tonight at Sam's place.
The new memoir from Stray Cats drummer Slim Jim Phantom, A Stray Cat Strut.
Stray Cat Strut, I'm a
Please cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Read about the highs and lows of being in a rock band that sold millions, plus extraordinary friendships, adventures, and lessons learned along the way.
Slim Jim Phantom.
A Stray Cat Struts. Available August 16th from Thomas Dunn Books. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Buck Owens in his number one hit from 1967 called Sam's Place, written by Red Simpson. Before that, from their album Rockabilly from the Boots Up, that's the DiMaggio Brothers and Sad and Blue. Hey, coming up next is the late, great Nick Curran and the Lowlifes with the tune Baby You Crazy.
Kissing, but I know that's
Johnny and Dorsey Burnett and Paul Burleson, the rock and roll trio all by myself from 60 years ago, 1956. Rockabilly great Jay Calypso teamed up with Archie Lee Hooker, a great blues man and nephew of John Lee Hooker, for a new album titled Vance, Mississippi. We've got the title cut right now.
John Lee.
Mississippi.
Sonny Burgess of the Pacers, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's a rockabilly and blues radio hour with Jammin' James Riley. That's Jim Riley.
Just show. Come a big lady, don't wanna go to more. I don't need it.
pistol down, baby, lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama, lay that pistol down. Well, drinking beer in the cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night, she caught me right, now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama, lay that pedal down. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried, said I lied, wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama, lay that steel down. Was I having fun? Till one night, she shot out the lights. Now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that bull fiddle down. Regular daddy, if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that pedal down. Yeah, there was old Al Dexter. He always had his fun. With some lead, shot him dead. His honking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol back in mama. Lay that pistol down.
It's been 57 years since he last recorded at Nashville's RCA Studio B. Rockabilly legend Billy Harlan is back to bop some more.
I want to bop, I want to stroll, really love rock and roll.
Bopping at Studio B is the new release from Billy Harlan on Muddy Roots Records, featuring a brand new version of his classic I Wanna Bop, plus Boogie Woogie Rock and Roll Man, Bebopin' Annie, Never Been Kissed, This Lonely Man, and the single I Ain't Elvis. Get bopping now with Billy Harlan. Bopping at Studio B is the triumphant return from Billy Harlan. Available on 2 7-inch records with digital download card from Muddy Roots Records. Billy Harlan, bopping at Studio B. This is Jammin' James Riley in the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Just a bit ago, we heard the artist A Man Called Stu. Great version of Pistol Packin' Mama from him. Sonny Burgess before that, getting some help from Dave Alvin. And the tune I Don't Dig It. It's from an album that Dave actually produced for Sonny. Now, if you've ever seen the 1990 movie Crybaby, starring Johnny Depp, you may already know that the guy doing all the vocals on the tunes that Johnny lip-syncs in the movie is none other than Ameripolitan Award winner James Enfield. From the Crybaby soundtrack, here's James doing High School Hellcats.
You call us hurt and say we've gone mad.
Cause we feel so good when we're being bad. We're high school hellcats.
On our own.
High school hellcats.
Almost
gone. Come on, a big fat wish you would. We love being bad
cause it sure feels good.
Oh!
We love being bad, cause it sure feels good.
Come home. Will I do, cause she won't answer on her front door.
Swing over, I still love her.
That's Harmonica Sam with the Domestic Bumblebees. It's from their album titled Rocker Number 1. It's the tune Big Door. Now, another interview we did in 2015, October to be exact, was with J.D. McPherson. We wanted to bring a short snippet and a tune from that. And now, again, all of these interviews that we do on the show are archived on our site, rockabillyandblues.com. I think it was your idea to put the songs you did for VJ, I Wish You Would, and Steal Away on a VJ 45, so you could have that cool logo on a 45 of yours.
Well, you know, if you go looking for records, that's one label that jumps out. You're like, oh, who's on it? You know, and you'll pick it up, and it could be anybody. You know,
sure.
It could be the Staple Singers, it could be, you know, John Lee Hooker, it could be, but, you know, that's a label that just commands it. It's one of those things, like a diamond, you know, shining, you can see it. And so, I mean, immediately when Rounder suggested, you know, oh, hey, you can cover VJ songs if you want, you know, because we've acquired that label. I mean, immediately it pops into my head, can we do a 45?
That's great.
You know? And so, you know, technically the first VJ release since 1965. We were so excited about that. We really made sure that the serial numbers were all correct and everything, too. So, yeah, that was a big geek out moment.
I have it on my jukebox, and it's funny, a few months ago, there was something wrong, but I had to have somebody come out here and clean it, so I was playing it really slow, so I put it, and it sounded like you were just totally hammered. I was like, what is wrong with my jukebox? I put it on, I'm like, oh, I think there's something wrong here.
There could have been something wrong with me, too.
Well, knows? It could have been. Who knows?
Hi, this is J.D. McPherson, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Early in the morning, about break of day, that's my baby went away. Wouldn't mistreat you for no one else. Hugging and kissing late at night makes your little baby feel just right. Crying and bleeding won't do you no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Come back, baby, I wish you would.
joints, bang the head of the mills, but it's have a lot of fun, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. We'll have a some fun tonight. Yes. Well, long tall sailor, she built the speech she got. Everything that Uncle John need, oh, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. We'll have a some fun tonight. Yes, well, I saw Uncle John, bald-headed Sally, saw Aunt Mary coming and they jumped back in the alley. Oh, baby, yes, baby, ooh, baby, we'll have a mess on for tonight. Speech of God, everything that Uncle John need, oh baby, yes, baby, ooh, baby, we'll have a mess on for tonight, yes. Well, I saw Uncle John, old head Sally, saw Aunt Mary coming and jumped back in the alley, oh baby, yes, baby, ooh, baby, we'll have a mess on for tonight. Oh, let's go, we'll have some fun tonight. Gonna have fun tonight. Gonna have me some fun tonight. Everything's alright. Have some fun. We'll have me some fun tonight.
Nominations are now open for the 2017 Ameripolitan Music Awards for male, female, and group in rockabilly, honky tonk, western swing, and outlaw categories, as well as Ameripolitan DJ, venue, and festival. If you enjoy the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with all the tunes and exclusive interviews each week, consider giving a vote for me, James Riley, in the DJ category.
Go ahead, make my day.
For more information, go to Ameripolitan.com.
Hey, now this is Billy F. Gibbons, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James right here. Have mercy.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, just a little bit ago, we heard Eddie Cochran's cover of the Little Richard classic Long Tall Sally. Now, other artists that have recorded that include Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Wanda Jackson, Gene Vincent, The Kinks, The Scorpions, Pat Boone, many others. In fact, Little Richard, Pat Boone, Elvis, and Eddie Cochran all recorded their versions of that in 1956. Eddie's wasn't released until about 1962, 2 years after his death. We also heard from the Modern Sounds in their tune Alabama Shake, and that was from their project called Hold It Fellas. The Modern Sounds consist of Joel Patterson, Alex Hall, and Bo Sample. Let's get back into the music. In 1998, the Everly Brothers, Phil and Don Everly, made their final recording as a duo on a tune from the Andrew Lloyd Webber and Jim Steinman musical titled Whistle Down the Wind. From that soundtrack, here's that tune called Cold on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Cold like an endless winter.
The stars are all gone, and even the sun is cold. The moon's on the run, and even the sun is cold.
Would be so blue. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I wanna be your heart's caretaker. That's what I wanna be. You won't have to worry about any heartbreaker as long as you're with me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I get that funny feeling when I'm out with you. And I was kinda hoping that maybe you'd get a funny feeling too.
Well,
I wish that I could be your shadow and everywhere you go I could always tag along, cause honey, I love you so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I get that funny feeling when I'm out with you. And I was kinda hoping that maybe you'd get a funny feeling too.
Yeah.
I wish that I could be your shadow everywhere you go. I could always tag along, cause honey, I love you so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
From 1960, it's Carl Perkins and Honey, 'Cause I Love You, released on Columbia Records. Now, he left Sun Records in 1958 and joined up with Columbia that same year, stayed with them until 1963. Hey, up next is a tune from the latest release from Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review called Heartaches Time Takes. Here's Somebody Call 911.
On the road.
I got rock and roll music to hold me tight. So you can cancel that call to 911. My little kitty can run, run, run.
The Fabulous Thunderbirds with Two Time Fool from their album Painted On. We played Nick Curran earlier. Nick was a member of the Fabulous Thunderbirds on this album as well. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time because you never know what surprises will come your way. Now, one thing that won't be a surprise is great music. That's always a guarantee. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.